Welcome to Nutty's Show, your podcast on cooking, technology, and finance. But today, we're diving deep into the fascinating world of imaginary numbers, the square root of -1. It sounds like something out of a fantasy novel, right?
It does sound a bit out there. I remember learning about I in high school, and it felt like we were just told to accept it without truly understanding why.
Exactly. And the input text here talks about that very experience. The author remembers being introduced to I as a fait accompli, just, okay, here it is, deal with it.
So, why introduce it at all if it seems so made up?
Well, the text hints at a pretty cool backstory. Apparently, this I fellow emerged during the Renaissance, a time of great mathematical breakthroughs. And get this, mathematical competitions in Italy played a big role.
Competitions? Like math battles?
Exactly. Imagine, mathematicians duking it out, trying to solve complex problems and potentially stumbling upon game-changing concepts like imaginary numbers in the process. I see. Interesting.
So it wasn't some mathematician just deciding, hey, let's make up a number.
Seems not. There's a whole historical context, a story of discovery and development that makes I much more meaningful than just a mathematical symbol. Got it.
That makes so much more sense. And who's this Raphael Bombelli person mentioned in the title?
Ah, Bombelli seems to be a key player in this story, the OG, as the title playfully calls him, suggesting he was a pioneer in understanding and using the square root of -1.
Wow, I never realized there was so much history behind something I thought was just a random math rule. This changes everything.
Right? And the text suggests that understanding this backstory can actually make I easier to work with. It gives it a purpose, a reason for being. It's not just some imaginary entity, but a tool forged in the fires of mathematical competition.
I wish they had taught it that way in school. It would have been so much more engaging. Maybe I would have even enjoyed math more.
Perhaps. But hey, never too late to learn. And that's the beauty of this, right? Discovering the hidden stories behind the math we take for granted. And that's all the time we have for today's Nutty Show. Tune in next time for more exciting explorations. Goodbye, folks.
Goodbye.